This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Setting the captives free. So, as you prepare to get blessed, remember, nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with them that believe. So when you believe, you shall receive. Once you believe, you will be blessed. So call for prayer, 561-337-9018. The number to call for prayer is 561-337-9018. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. 379-0 got touched and blessed. Go to our website, ourevangelism.net. And that's the website you go to connect with us. And you'll be blessed. The best is yet to come and nothing is impossible with God. Jesus is Lord. And we just finished a powerful Thanksgiving Day where God is really moving in the hearts of people. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner in our church. A lot of people came and we had a great time to fellowship. And we give God glory. And the next day, we had a service, you know, in the atmosphere of his presence. And our people were able to spend time with their family. So we give God glory for that. Jesus is Lord and is coming back soon. So this is a time when you're with your family and friends, and this is a time to give thanks to God and reflect on his goodness. You have something to give thanks to God for. He has been good to you throughout the year. Even as you spend time with your family, share with them about Jesus, because Jesus is the savior of mankind, you know. And once you share with them about Jesus, they will receive him, they will be saved, and that's where life comes. So when we give our life to Jesus, the Lord is able to move in our heart and is able to move in our soul and is able to give us the desires of our heart. So connect with the Lord and he's going to bless you. I bless the Lord and his praise will continue within my heart 24/7. So our duty as believers is to bless the Lord. When we bless him, he will be glorified. So we're going to hear some powerful testimonies to bring glory to God. Jesus is Lord. 561-337-9018 for prayer.
Amen. I just want to give God all the glory. He has done a lot for me and my family. For about 2 years, I was asking God to bless me and my family with a house. And it was something that I really desired. I wanted to raise my children with a backyard. I want to raise my children with something that's ours. And I was just tired. Me and my husband were just tired of renting, so I believed. I was sitting down at a New Year's service, and I remember Apostle calling out a seed, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm gonna place this seed. I'm going to plant it in the ground, and I'm going to believe that God is going to bless me with a house. So I took that seed, I planted it, and as I was walking back, Apostle called me back forward. He said, did you ask God for a house? It blew my mind away. I mean, it was amazing how God heard me. Sometimes you think God's not going to hear you, but he does. He heard my cry. An apostle prayed for me and my husband. And I'm going to tell you, God took that seed. It got watered. It grew because we got blessed with a two-story home and one of the best neighborhoods that you can possibly imagine, with gated community. I mean, all of it, everything that I asked God for, he gave it to us, and I give God praise and the glory for it.
Praise the Lord for the powerful testimony. You know, when she came to the service and we were in the glory and God is moving powerfully, the Lord prophetically revealed to me what she wanted, and I had to release it because God reveals to redeem. God knows our need, and he wants to supply all our need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So if you have a need in your life, never think that your need is bigger than God. God is bigger than your need, and he will supply your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So you can have a testimony and enjoy. So during the Thanksgiving, remember to give thanks to God, for the Lord is good. This is Thanksgiving weekend, and his mercy endures forever. And you can have a testimony too, because God wants to be glorified in your life, and he does the things for his glory. Call for prayer, 561-337-901. It want to encourage you. Some of you are going through hard times during this time, and it's hard on you because maybe you have nobody to fellowship with. Hard times. Remember, the Lord is in control, and everything will be all right in Jesus' name. Let's see another testimony.
I had a dream one night where I saw, I guess I was in a hair studio getting my hair done, and this lady came up to me and grabbed my hair and just started cutting it. She was just cutting and cutting, and I'm sitting here in the dream like, what are you doing? Oh my gosh, my hair. And I'm grabbing her hair and just started cutting it. She was just cutting and cutting, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's just a bad dream. Let me shake it off. That same week, I was brushing my hair, and you just see clumps falling. And for me, I love my hair. It's been something that I've always loved, always desired. I've always wanted long hair. I didn't really have it. I had good hair, but it wasn't the length that I truly desired. And when I saw all my hair falling off, I was devastated. And I went to the man of God, and I explained to him my dream, and I told him what's happening, and I'm in tears. And he says, don't worry, I'm gonna pray for you. God's gonna give you, he's gonna give it to you. He's gonna restore what you lost and give it to you better. And I said, I believe and I receive it. It was amazing to me, because it's like, I can't even put a time frame. Everyone around me noticed how fast my hair was growing, how fast. He even prophesied the length that it was going to be. And I give God praise, because now it's the length that it's supposed to be. I'm blown away. Every day I look at it and I glorify God for it.
Hold on. You see, that is supernatural hair. Someone say amen. Supernatural hair. It's miracles like this that bless my heart. Because you see, hair is the glory of a woman. If your hair is being cut off by a witchcraft attack and being destroyed by some wickedness, she had a dream about it. She began to lose her hair. And I prayed and prophesied on her. And she's testifying about the goodness of the Lord. No woman wants to be bald head and have no hair. Hair is the glory of a woman. And she's sharing that. We give God glory for the powerful testimony, because it's an amazing thing that God can do for his glory when we trust him. Hallelujah. Believe God. Hair is the glory of a woman. Someone say amen. How many of you want some supernatural hair? Amen. So you don't have to import it from India. You can get it from heaven. Someone say hallelujah. While you were testifying, the Lord whispered in my heart, tell her to sing that song. It's all about you, Jesus. Sing it.
It's all about you, Jesus. No, this is for you. For your glory and your fame, it's not about me. As if you should do things my way. You alone are God, and I surrender to your way. Jesus, lover of my soul, all consuming fire is in your gaze. Jesus, I want you to know I will follow you all of my days. For no one else in history is like you. In history itself belongs to you. Alpha and Omega, you have loved me, and I will share eternity with you. It's all about you, Jesus, and all this is for you. If you should do things my way, you alone are God, and I surrender to your ways. It's all about you, Jesus, and now this is for you.
Hallelujah. Beautiful voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God does
glory
something for you,
it is a miracle that God did a miracle for the young lady. The hair grew supernaturally. It's very long. Now, most of you don't know how to receive miracles. You see, when God releases it, it is there. You just have to take it. And childlike faith will withdraw the manifestation. You know, all those hair extension companies are making billions of dollars. And to all the wonderful women out there, you can believe God for a supernatural hair that can be longer than any extension the earth can ever provide. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. I believe in miracles. And I believe in God. 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. We also have a website you can go to get our products, also to read about testimonies and believe God for your financial miracle or other areas of your life. With God, all things are possible. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. Expect.
Hello. Apostle came to my church about 6 years ago, and he told me, he said, I see you getting a bigger building. At that time, we had a smaller building. And God blessed us probably about 2 years after that or a year with a bigger building. You could put the other one seated over in there two times with 25 acres of land and a house and a daycare center. God said, God did.
A house, a daycare center, and a bigger building. That is God. And they cast out devils and they do deliverance. To God be the glory. Amen. It's all about who? Jesus. When the prophetic
25 acres of land after a prophetic word came to pass, the church was released from stagnancy to prosperity. You know, when I walked into the church on the altar, I had the word in my spirit and I prophesied that over them. And all of you that are joining me live on radio, we're here. Bring the power of God to you live. And also, those of you joining me on Periscope, thank you for watching. And also, those of you joining me on Facebook, thank you for watching. And please, you can share this broadcast with your friends that are following you so they can be able to connect with the power of God. And also, you can be able to, you know, shoot a text to somebody and say, hey, tune into 89.9 FM right now. They're driving, they're shopping, they're still eating the turkey stuffing. They can still join us. There's a lot of food on Thanksgiving. To God be the glory for all those testimonies. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. And nothing is impossible when you believe. You see, the Lord is my shield, my strength, my protection. And He's greater than great. And He is the author and finisher of our faith. And the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
That crazy faith right now. When the faith comes to me for crazy things like that, I'm ready to take it. You see, bring that boy right here. Pick him up. Pick him. Bring him right here. This guy here, stand right here, gentlemen. I can give you a microphone too, if you want one. This guy you see here was born with one testicle. It was missing a testicle. It never dropped. So it was missing one. And a mother came and she shared with me that he's missing one. And they're going to put a plastic one there. Can a mother come here quickly? Amen. So they're going to put a plastic one there. And I said, no, I'm going to pray for you and in Jesus' name. And God is going to do something. And when I prayed, I said, it is done. That's all I did. I said, it is done. Come finish the story.
And we're going to continue her testimony as she shares what the Lord did for her baby. Because you have to understand that the Lord does His miracles when we trust Him. So her baby received a creative miracle because the mother believed, brought her around the glory. Let's hear this testimony and I'll explain to you after she shares the testimony.
About 6 months when I took him to the urologist and they told me that his right testicle never dropped, and then they scheduled me for an appointment after that to check again before they scheduled me a month later for surgery. And I went to Apostle for prayer and asked Apostle to pray for us, and he prayed for us and he told me it's done. So I believed and I kept the faith and I didn't doubt God. And the day before the surgery, he had a last appointment. And when they checked, the lady was stunned. She called the head doctor to come in. And she said, when I checked, I didn't find it. But I know God did it for His glory. And he didn't need a plastic testicle because they said they were going to put a plastic one in place. And God did it. And I give Him praise.
Shout hallelujah. It's all about you.
She don't need a plastic. The baby doesn't need a plastic replacement. The baby does not need a plastic replacement. You know why? Because the Lord took it out and did a miracle. Put one there that was not plastic. A creative miracle is when the Lord creates a missing part, whatever is missing, and He will do it right there for His glory, because God works mysteriously. And in His glory and in His presence, we experience miracles. we experience supernatural restoration. And we experience the outpouring. So the Lord is still creating today and is still doing miracles today. And nothing is impossible with the Lord when we believe. So believe and you shall receive miracle. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. I want to talk to all of you that are discouraged in life and you feel like giving up. God says in his word, call unto me and I'll answer thee. And it says, I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. There's a lot of things that you don't know about that God would like to show you. Magnificent things about his goodness, about his mercy, about his greatness, and about his power. That to be released, there has to be faith. And faith, he is what moves the mountains. Faith moves all those mountains in your life. They shall be removed. Because faith is what moves those mountains. If your faith is a mustard seed, as little as a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, it shall be removed. So we're going to hear another testimony here and give God glory, because the Lord is moving powerfully for his glory. Jesus.
All-consuming fire is in your gaze, Jesus. I want you to know I will follow you all of my days. No one else in history is like you. In history itself belongs to you. Alpha and Omega, you have loved me, and I will share eternity with you. It's all about you, Jesus, and all this is for you. Surrender to your ways, Lord, that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word. You are the Lord, your name, for you are holy. Sing it again, all honor and glory and adoration. We bow before your throne.
We bow before your throne. Now start walking around here. We bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. Just take 7 steps. Be humble.
We bow before your throne.
Oh, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. Come here. We bow before your throne. Tell him to take 7 steps. Keep saying, I believe and I receive it. What are you missing? How many teeth are you missing? 13 teeth. Then your hands up. Now I'm speaking creative miracles. I began with the hard cases. I'm going to pray for all of you right now. Father, give you praise. I decree that your teeth will begin to grow. May God enter into the animal and begin to cause the teeth to grow. I release a supernatural dentist. The glory of God is right here. In Jesus' name. That's the glory, that's the glory, that's the glory. Come here, come here, come here. Stand right here. Right here, right here, right here. Give it up. Close your eyes. And stay right here. Stay behind him. What's going on right here? Father, give you praise. It's never too late for creative miracles. So I believe and I receive favor, miracles, no limit to the glory of God. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Say, I believe and I receive it. God bless you. What is going on here? Close your eyes. It's going to begin by itching you. Then the teeth are going to begin to grow. I see them growing. I just see the picture. I see the transition in the spirit. I prophesy, I decree what I see in the spirit right there in Jesus' name. Say, I receive it. Let them grow, let them grow, starting from the bottom section. Grow, 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 grow. Yes, it'll not be painful. No, it's just gonna be a little tickling like that. It's gonna happen, it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. You're gonna testify. The Lord that made the breast grow makes your teeth grow.
That's a moment from one of our services where the glory of God is moving and creative miracles are happening. People are receiving teeth. People are receiving growth miracle. The Lord restoring body organs. We talk about, you know, the Lord doing mighty things. I mean, I'll never forget when I prayed for a woman that was supposed to go for triple by heart surgery. And the day before she could go to another x-ray before we do this surgery. But when they did an x-ray, it came back showing that the work was already done, neatly done, better than any doctors could ever do. And they asked her, who did this? And she said, I don't know. I just went for prayer. So the Lord is the best at what he does. You know, God is the best. So I pray for creative miracles, and I see them happen. And you got to understand how it works. These things can only happen when the glory of God is present. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with God when you believe. It says in Psalm 93, we're going to read from Psalm 93. Let's see what the word of God says in Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he has guarded himself. The whole world also is established. It cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, here than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. In God alone, we find peace, joy, and solution to our problems. Now, those of you joining me on Facebook and also on Periscope and also on Twitter, just share this broadcast with your friends so they can be able to connect with what God is doing. If you're hearing me on a website live, the power of God can come where you are as we share the word and enter into the glory of his presence and break bread. We're going to see how great the Lord is and how magnificent God is. So he spoke in the beginning and said, let there be light, and light was. The word of God, when it's spoken, it is released with such magnificent power in it. And also it shifts creation. So God's spoken word can shift atmospheres, can shift creation, can shift anything, because it's coming from the Lord. That's why he says he watches over his word to perform it. So he reigns, he rules, he's magnificent, he's powerful. So when he speaks word that cometh out of his mouth, it's so powerful. That's why the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. So if you don't hear the word of God, then you can't have faith. So you have to hear the word of God for faith to be released into your heart, into your soul, into your situation. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. But when faith is released, then we can please God. That's so powerful. When our faith is released, then we can please God. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. So in battle, as you face the enemy and you're in conflict and you're dealing with these enemies, you don't understand how the battle works. The enemy is a strategist. He launches attacks to come against you, and they come in phases and they come in seasons. So they're strategically positioned to attack your will to fight and resist. That's why I was sharing earlier with those on Facebook and Periscope that faith has to be released for you to experience a breakthrough. Now, when you speak to the mountain, because in a mountain, when a mountain is established in your life, when the enemy puts a mountain there, it's designed by the enemy to distract your focus. So once your focus is distracted, then you can't receive direction or instruction. You can't see the word of God as you're supposed to see, because the mountain looks bigger than the word. That's why the Bible says, if your faith is as little as the mustard seed, even as little, you can speak to the mountain to go. So what, it doesn't matter how big the mountain appears to be, faith can remove it, because faith cometh by hearing the word of God. So when God speaks a word into your spirit, that word can outwit and uproot the mountain you have in your life. That's the battle we're in. So the afflictions of a righteous man are many, but God delivers him through all. So when you're in a battle and you're facing the enemy, in your heart, you're supposed to ask yourself a question. What is the root cause of this battle, of this conflict or situation that I'm dealing with? Who is behind it? Direct your focus on the Lord and not the mountain. Take your eyes off the mountain and place your eyes on God, because the mountain is there to block your perception, your ability to see God moving in a situation. The mountain is there to hinder your desire to resist. So the moment you take your eyes off the mountain and put your eyes on the Lord, it ceases to grow. It ceases to function. What gives the mountain the accessibility and the functionability is your attention. So when you when you're distracted by the mountain and you pay attention to it, it becomes bigger and becomes a nuisance. You know, on a wedding ceremony, every bride puts the cake at a table where it stands alone. So when people walk in, from the baby to the oldest person, they identify the groom and the bride and the high table. They identify the cake in its section and they identify the decorations. It's standing there alone. So when there is a mountain in your life, it was going to draw your attention to it all the time. And you'll miss the goodness of God because what you see is the mountain. Let me show you how to deny it attention and access. This begins with our heart knowing how to deal with these elements of opposition that we face. So, here comes the battle. You see, the Bible said the battle is the Lord's and victory is ours. So, in these battles we face as we deal with the enemy, it has to be within your heart. Revelation knowledge. Perception. You have to see how God works. Because God works mysteriously. You have to see his goodness. You have to see his mercy. So, fear is a snare. Faith is strength. The strength of the Lord is made manifest in our weakness. So when faith is released, the strength of the Lord is released. In battle, you need faith to deal with these mountains and see them removed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe that the mountain in your life is going to be expelled in Jesus. Don't allow it to distract you. It cannot be a destruction. Jesus is bigger than the mountain, and his word that is spoken is life-changing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, write these points down, and you can click on that screen, and let's see some hearts, those of you on Periscope. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can type amen and say amen to that. That's a revelation. Watch this. In the spiritual realm, the enemy wants to get attention. And the way he can get attention is to send giants. The spies went to spy on the land. And they saw giants when they went to spy on the land. But Caleb and Joshua saw God. And they didn't focus on the giants. But they focused on God, who is bigger than the giants. Were the giants in the land? Yes, they were there. Were they many? Of course, there were many. And how did these guys look? They looked like grasshoppers, but what they realized, it is not their strength that is giving them the land. That's Caleb and Joshua realized. It is the strength of the Lord that's going to give them the land. So the giants were there to be a destruction, to send a message. How does the devil send a message to you as a believer? Intimidation. Appearing to be bigger than he's supposed to be. So it sends the message through intimidation. So you have to think about this in your heart. How am I dealing with these challenges that I face in my life? Am I dealing with them with fear or with boldness? He wants to use intimidation. So when you're intimidated, you can't make good decisions. When you're intimidated, you're afraid to react. You're afraid to take that step. So he freezes you. A lot of Christians, they are frozen. They're afraid, or they're living in denial, or they're living in fear. And they think that probably maybe the situation they dealt with is, you know, what they're facing with is going to be the end of their life, or things are going to get worse. No, let me talk to you. You see, when there is a mountain there, it's fighting you. It's resisting you. It is trying to hinder you. It's trying to be a destruction in your life. You're supposed to address that mountain and speak to it with the authority as a child of God and declare to that mountain, I am the righteousness of God. I am an overcomer. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. It is written, God promised. So you quote the word of God. You don't respond to the instruction of the mountain. You respond to the instructions of the Lord. So God is bigger than the mountain. So Caleb and Joshua spoke to themselves. So the first person you address before you address the mountain is you. Get the revelation. So is there a giant in your life? Is there something that is standing between you? Know what God says about you. Know what his word says about you. What does his word say about you and about the situation you're in? That's what you decree first. The Bible says we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. So as you speak the word of God to your circumstance, to your situation, you have the strength of God embedded in you. And now when you come to that mountain, It's not you that is speaking, but the Christ in you. Let's see what the Bible says here in verse 2. It's Psalm 93. I want to encourage all of you during this Thanksgiving. Let's see what the Bible says here in verse 4 to God, because the Lord is good. And you can call our prayer line 561-337-9. The lines are open. And remember, this is a live broadcast, and the power of God is flowing through the airwaves. It says in verse 2, thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The Lord has a throne, and the throne is established. It cannot be brought down. Let me say that one more time. His throne is established, and it cannot be brought down. So once you receive the word in your spirit, once your perception of the word of God changes, and you know in your heart that God is exalted above that mountain, as you address it, it shall go in the mighty name of Jesus. So, stop glorifying your problems. Stop talking about them. Stop thinking about them. Stop meditating. The Bible says, meditate on the word of the Lord, and this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate on it day and night, that you will do according to what is written therein. That's when thy way shall be prosperous. That's Joshua chapter 1. Night, that you will do according to what is written therein. That's when thy way shall be prosperous. What do? That's just meditate on the word, not our problems. What are you doing? You're talking about it, dreaming about it. Maybe your husband is an alcoholic. Probably your son is on drugs. Let me talk to you right now. The Bible says in verse 8, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth. Speak it, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. So, meditate on the word, not your problem. Meditate on the word of God, not your alcoholic husband or child addicted to drugs or that outstanding debt that you're facing on your mortgage, car payment. No. Meditate on the word of God. That's where there is manifestation. Listen to this. All the enemy can do is distract you and break your focus if you permit him to do it. But if you put your eyes on Jesus, things are going to change. I see and I believe that as I decree the word of God on the airwaves and speak it to you right now and preach it to you, things are going to change. Psalm 92. It is good. It's a good thing to give thanks unto God and to the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Thanksgiving time. Give thanks to God. You see, you have to give thanks to God. Learn to do this daily. Not only on Thanksgiving. God has been good to you. You set an atmosphere for the Lord to speak to you and to hear his voice. My sheep hear my voice by giving thanks. Not by complaining and murmuring. Nay, the murmur like some murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. When people murmur and complain, they empower the enemy to destroy them. That's where it is. So, you empower the enemy to destroy you when you murmur and complain. Neither murmur like some of them murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. So don't murmur, don't complain. Stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord. So stand on God's word. So God's word is to equip you, to empower you, to enlighten you, to sustain you, to deliver you. So, who is the source of my strength? Who is the source of my life? Jesus. So you give thanks to him speak to yourself and declare, I belong to Jesus, not to this circumstance, not to these mountains. I belong to him that created me. Now watch this. All your enemies are violating your fellowship with the Lord. The intruders, don't permit them. And the moment you deny them the access, the angels of God will drive them away. You see, when you get angry and get upset, it breaks your concentration or reason. Let me explain that to you. When people get you upset, it's an obstruction to your reasoning. So the sooner you forgive them, you have your mind free and you can meditate on God's will. So the mind of Christ can supersede your mind, and then you're going to reason better. Always remember that. So the enemy's strategy is to get you offended and upset, and then your reasoning is messed up. So be quick to get over those offenses that come when they're released at you, when they're unleashed at you. Be quick to let them go. The sooner you forgive, the sooner you get over the offense, the quicker your deliverance will manifest. We're in a battle, and we are facing the accuser of the enemy. And as this battle's gone, in a battle, you rest assured and trust in God that he will bring deliverance. So don't stop believing God's word and acting on it. So when situations come to distract you like fear, speak to it. That's what the Bible said. In this book of Revelation, I depart from thy mouth. Decree it and speak to that mountain, speak to that fear, speak to that circumstance, and it shall shift and go. God is a merciful God, is a forgiving God, is a loving God. He will forgive you. Yeah, God will forgive you if you mess up. Number two, the Lord will help you. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. God's strength is made manifest in our weakness. If you're poor, he will make you rich. If you're sick, he shall heal you. If you're discouraged and depressed, he'll deliver you. I want to talk to you about the mercy of God. It's so powerful. Because the mercy of God is enrichment. It's strength. It is encouragement. It's empowerment. You see, one time I was ministering and they brought a woman to my meeting. She could not see. She could not hear. She could not talk. It had been 8 years. Now, how do you communicate to someone who can't see you and they can't hear you and they can't talk to you? That's a mountain. So everybody was looking at me in the church and wondering, what are you going to do about it? I looked at the woman. I saw the people. I said, well, I got my God. So I got on my knees and said, Lord, do something about this. I don't have to do anything. So once I went before the Lord, God moved. He opened her eyes, opened her ears, opened her mouth. And she left the service talking, seeing, and hearing. The bigger the mountain, listen to me, the bigger the mountain. Are you ready for this? The quicker it can be removed. Don't you even hesitate to call on God. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 says, call unto. He says, call. So when you call the Lord, you don't call him, dear Lord. No. You'll call him with desperation. What he says, call unto me, it's a declaration of desperation. I need you now. Answer me, O God. Hear my cry. I need a miracle. You call him out of desperation. You come to him with that sense of urgency. You're desperate. It's a sense of urgency. So, there is the ability in his grace and mercy to unravel the mystery and the manifestation of his power to break that curse. to remove that barrier. So don't call him in doubt, but call him in faith. Don't call him in fear, but call him with determination. Call him with resiliency. Call him with affection. Call him with a passion. Let's go back to what I said at the beginning. The mountain is there to distract you. The mountain is there to break your focus. The mountain is there to take your eyes off the Lord and put your eyes on it. And that's the only way the enemy can be able to communicate, is using mountains to cause fear, to cause doubt, to cause unbelief. And don't you pay attention to them. Pay attention to your God, because he is able to deliver you and to set you free. 561-337-908. That's the number you can call for prayer. And we're going to believe God to move in your situation. So we're going to decree the word of God into our circumstances today and see the Lord fix things and make them get better for his glory. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, identify the mountain. Number two, speak to it. But before you speak to it, speak to yourself and decree, know who you are, and speak what God's word says about you. That's where you can be able to shift things. Number three, don't address the mountain as something that is bigger than God. No, God is bigger than it. And all you need is faith. Even if it's a little of a mustard seed, God will move. Number three, the next point. Remember this. Never expect bad results. Expect good things. If you're a believer, what do you expect? Bad things. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. So if you're in his goodness and mercy, then you don't worry about the mountain. You worry about nothing. That's what Joshua and Caleb did. They never worried. They trusted God. They never worried. They trusted God. And the Lord moved and he shifted things and delivered them by his spirit. And he's able to do that today for you in Jesus' name when you believe. So I want to encourage you that God is going to fix that situation in your life. Jesus' name, when you believe, your life is going to eradicate it. He's going to terminate it. He's going to withdraw that evil out of your life in Jesus' name. Trust him and seek him and know his glory is present. And his glory is present to empower you. You have no job, God's going to give you one. You have no home, God's going to provide. You want to see salvation for your children, God will bring it to pass. You want to see them come out of the pit, God's going to make it happen. I believe in miracles. And I believe in God. And nothing is impossible. Exalt the word of God above your mountain. Exalt his word above your circumstances. Exalt his word above your fears. And trust God to shift your focus to the right direction. For nothing is impossible with God when you believe. So if you don't know Jesus in your heart, I'm going to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart. Simply say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my personal Lord and Savior, and I'm born again. Now I'm going to pray for you. Father, pray for all those that are watching me on Periscope, Facebook, Twitter, even on radio, that are sick, heal them. Those who are discouraged, set them free. I break the curse of lack, infirmity, and I cast it out of your life in Jesus' mighty name. And I pray that there will be solutions, and this mountain shall be removed out of your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, don't forget to join us every Saturday on this broadcast at the same time. And we're also on television at 5 p.m. on Channel 13 and 61. Go to our website, pyevangelism.net, to know our schedule of events. Jubilee year is here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm excited about this. And I'll be back again next week to bring you more exciting programming, because Jesus is Lord. Keep your joy. Pyevangelism.net is our website. God bless you. And call 561-337-918.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Christian Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.
Looking at life from this point of view doesn't always add up like 2 plus 2. Asking questions, no answers near. One day soon it will all be clear. When we're face to face.